Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
Welcome back to the Good Night Dad podcast. I'm General Eccles, joined by Brandon Schumann. Hey, Brandon.
Hello.
Today is episode 16, and today we're talking about what seemingly could be a contradictory term as far as the idea of working hard, playing hard. But in light of the MCA culture, I would imagine that that's exactly how it should be. Brandon, tell us a little bit about working hard and playing hard.
First and foremost, MCA is about family. When you come to MCA and you send your kids there, you're enrolling yourself too in the MCA process and in the classical education. At MCA, we educate together, and it involves parents to be highly participatory and engaged in what's going on in their students' lives in the classroom, out of the classroom. That's true at the grammar school, probably more directly in terms of home days, but it's also true at the upper school too, of being engaged, but just in different modes. We provide a lot of academics and a lot of tests and a lot of learning and a lot of growth takes place, and it's really compressed into about 8 months of actual class time. So there's 32 weeks that students are in school during the MCA year, whereas most schools, memory serves right or my math is right, is closer to nine and a half months. We accomplish a great amount of academic work and discipleship, et cetera, in an MCA classroom environment in about 8 months that most schools would take longer to do. That's harder. You're going just as far, in some cases further, but running at a quicker pace. And so it can be tiring and exhausting. And we expect a lot of our students. We expect a lot of our parents. But then the flip side is you also have 4 other months throughout the year where you're not in school or not in an academic setting. And that's important too. And that's very much a part of the vision for trying to build families. We want to educate together as families. And we also want to enjoy family time away from school and provide the time for parents to be able to make memories and enjoy being with their kids and whatever it is that you want to do. Go on vacation, hang around the house, make memories, etc. This podcast is timed for Thanksgiving break, and in a few weeks, we'll have 3 weeks for Christmas break, which is almost college-like, having that long off for Christmas. And the idea on that is that's done with purpose. It's go engage and enjoy what the holidays have to offer. Be purposeful with your time. Enjoy your Thanksgiving break. Enjoy your time with your family. Don't waste it doing nothing. Be with your kids. Make memories. Stay up late, play hard, have fun.
The concept of don't do nothing, Amy Avampato, we interviewed her earlier this semester just about the ebb and flow at the grammar school. I think we're thinking we're going to talk about from the time school starts till it ends. And Amy made just a powerful statement just that during the summer, don't do nothing. And that really struck me because basically not doing anything is the equivalent of disengaging. And our purpose and our intent as dads needs to be not only that we're engaged, but we're teaching and instructing our kids on how to be engaged. I'm literally looking at the words on the page here, work hard, play hard, and I think a distinction needs to be made for all of us, but especially dads. There's a big difference in hard work and a young man or woman who engages to the point that they're working hard. The school, MCA, will provide all that's necessary for there to be pretty demanding load of hard work. But as dads, we've got to instruct and inspire our kids, and not just a traditional work ethic. I'm just seeing that as a more intense word than that. Work hard means that they're beyond engaged, but they're super intentional, and it has an aspect of enjoyment in it as well.
This idea of play hard, too. These breaks are designed to provide rest as well, and so play hard can mean, all right, you're just constantly going down to the bone. That's not what we mean by play hard. If that's your thing, man.
So I'll pray for you. We shouldn't just be trying to wear them out.
Yes, but there's an idea of rest too, and it's be intentional with the rest. Be intentional with this break. If rest is some of the things that you need, take the rest. But the main thing is be intentional with these gifts of Thanksgiving break and Christmas break, spring break, summer break, the weekends, and live life intentionally and live it with gusto, whether you're doing academic pursuits at the school or you are on vacation. The thing that we're inviting you not to do as parents is to let the holidays idly pass by. We want to live life intentionally. We don't want to just let life happen to us. enjoy the moment, enjoy your Thanksgiving break, enjoy your Christmas break. Make the most of it.
Dad's just echoing what Brandon just said, that it is so important and so specific to the dad's role in the family that be extra intentional this coming holiday seasons through Thanksgiving and Christmas as well, and even looking forward to the summer break as well. Be really intentional and be creative. Pray about it. Ask for help if you need ideas. Really embrace the idea of working hard, playing hard. It really sounds like a contradiction, but like Brandon's saying, to rest hard. These are things that I need to get better at to just be a better person and a father, and it's something that I really want to try to implement and teach in my kids' lives. Thank you for joining us for the Goodnight Dad podcast, and we will see you after the break.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Goodnight Dad podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy. Engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.